With the latest drama, we have a perfect example of why brotherhood is bullshit. This is such a signature, such a perfect case study. For those of you who are not aware, Hamza's former editor and also best friend Sam turned on him. And they have been feuding on YouTube, exposing each other, destroying each other. Sam called Hamza a cockroach, revealed that he was on steroids, that he's lazy and doesn't even practice what he's preaching. They both have been airing each other's dirty laundry. And what I love about this is both of them are right. Both of them are right about the other. Both of them successfully proved what kind of person the other party is. You know the saying, lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. This is what Hamza's brotherhood is gonna get you.
You are a fucking disgrace, Hamza. You are no man at all. You have no principles. You have no morals. You simply just role play. You are the definition of a role player. You are a little girl, an absolute coward, and a cockroach. Fuck you. My physique's fine, but I know that my physicality isn't my strength, so I don't obsess over it, and I also don't take steroids. How I never saw him once consistently practice anything what he preaches on his YouTube channels over the span of 5 years of being friends with him, publicly crying to solicit sympathy.
This is turning out even better than I'd hoped.
I know people are gonna expect me to side with his editor, just because, you know, it is so popular and easy to dunk on Hamza these days. But I am not gonna take the easy, lazy approach. I am not gonna talk only about Hamza. There are bigger lessons to take away from the fable of Hamza and Sam. Guys, this is a great case study for my teachings on this channel. Such a great one. You are gonna remember my video from 2 years ago. You know, it was titled Brotherhood. Men are natural born cringe maxers who will be ready to rat you out, sell you out for the short term gain.
But I responded with, hey man, wanna hop in a call? I got no response for 24 hours until the next day where I randomly got a call on Discord. We chatted on the video call. Hamza seemed very upset, very cagey, and I started to dig deeper as to why he was feeling this way. And it turns out he was upset at me because of a video I made called Self-Improvement Did Not Change My Life. So in case you missed it, on the 30th of September, Hamza posted this.
So the entire thing started because Hamza was so insecure, so full of himself that a guy with no influence whatsoever made a video questioning the effectiveness of self-improvement. That was literally it, bro. That was literally why he made that Instagram post, blasting his former editor, best friend, right-hand man. Imagine the pettiness. Oh, bro, you questioned the effectiveness of self-improvement. Now I will make an Instagram post to provoke you even further. When you have all the receipts and all the dirt on me. Guys, this is the strategic thinking skills of Hamza. And now look what is happening. He is getting his dirty laundry aired by his best friend. If this is his best friend, what does that say about Hamza's judgment? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta ask these questions.
I want you to remember going forward that Hamza is absolutely full of shit from top to bottom. He has no issue with making shit up, rewriting history, misrepresenting people, lying. The truth be told, this isn't the first time Hamza's done something which I've found to be incredibly malicious. I am truly a believer of what is real will prosper. I also believe the opposite. And it seems like a lot of people are catching up to what Hamza's really about. I could say a lot more in this video. The CEO of Masculinity decided to make an Instagram story about me. Hamza, if you're watching this video, a final bit of advice from your previous right-hand man and former best friend of 5 years. Don't respond to this video. I will fucking bury you, Hamza.
And of course, Hamza, you know, having the ego he has, fell for it. And he's so fake too. Come on, man, that fake politeness. Pray for my friend Sam. I am gonna air all his dirty laundry, but I'm gonna act like I am the nice guy.
If you wanna bury me, if you wanna go and expose every bit of my private details, bro, honestly, you could fucking destroy my life. Go ahead. It'll be nothing that I haven't already said to the camera.
Hamza, just asking this out of curiosity. Just asking, was admitting to steroids also one of those things you already admitted on camera? Question mark.
I've told everyone everything about me.
Just asking so that, you know, we are on the same page. I am asking for information, right? I am asking you, is taking roids while you were telling your victims to follow your advice to get a body like yours part of that everything? Is that also part of the everything about yourself? Question mark.
Sam hasn't been consistent in even exercise for the last few years. Not meditation, not cold showers, not reading, not gratitude journaling, and even exercise he hasn't been consistent in. He's told me this, and look, this is the worst thing I'm going to say, but his physique shows it as well.
Generally, I'm pretty consistent with my exercise. I'm either fight training or I'm doing weights. My physique's fine, but I know that my physicality isn't my strength, so I don't obsess over it, and I also don't take steroids.
Of course, this only led to Sam returning the favor by exposing him as a steroid user. After Sam did this, exposed him, outed him as a steroid user, Hamza came clean about riding. He made a video admitting to it. But since he was getting roasted so bad, he removed it. He was saying stuff like, oh, dude, I didn't say I was taking steroids, not to be a bad influence on my young viewers. Sure, bruh. Such a pitiful, laughable cop. He was shooting up tea when he was telling his victims to do NoFap to be able to boost their tea 4 times. NoFap for his victims, injections for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, for the sake of my young viewers, I didn't come clean about it. You think of them so much, Hamza. You are such a good Samaritan, man. Hey guys, you want to boost your tea up to 2,000? You need to take cold showers. Do you know Fab? Repeat I am Adonis 100 times in front of the mirror. Turns off the camera, shoots up tea. Oh man, this is just comedy, bro.
There is one practice that has been shown to 400% your testosterone. That means if you have a 500 nanograms of testosterone, this practice has been reported to increase it up to 2,000. That is a steroid level increase. I'm surprised that this hasn't like taken over the internet with this study. And what is it? It's semen retention.
And what makes all this even funnier is, only 1 month ago, 1 month before the drama, he actually made a video titled How I Increased My Testosterone. Guys, take a wild guess which factor he didn't include.
We need to speak about the guys who are locked in, who are switched on. Because there are quite a lot of guys just like us who are doing the good actions. We're going to sleep on time. We're staying away from drugs. We're on NoFap. We're lifting heavy weights. We're thinking about our diet. We're doing all these things. And yet we still have low testosterone. I realized I needed to change my identity. I started to do visualizations that would symbolize me having high testosterone, and I'll let you come up with some of those yourself, but imagine you close your eyes and you almost create like a mental movie of a moment that symbolizes you've got high testosterone. The power of belief is scarily, scarily powerful. So how about we use this for our advantage? Why don't you start to do that habit that I did? I know it sounds so cringe, so you don't have to tell anyone or show anyone, but why don't you start to just force yourself to believe I've got high testosterone, I'm a strong man.
Hard work and discipline for you, plastic surgeries for them. Repeating I am high test, I am strong in front of the mirror 100 times for you, T injections for them. Game and cold approach for you, hiring women for them. Oh, bro, you know, repeat, I am high test in front of the mirror. That is how I increased mine. Lifting and repeating, I am high T in front of the mirror. When he was feeding his gullible victims those videos, right after turning the camera off, he was injecting himself with testosterone. That is the kind of person Hamza is and always has been. Pay attention here, guys. This part is important. Not only is, yes, of course, is too, but always has been.
Because if you can stop being needy for girls, they will start to need you. They will start to chase you. And how do you destroy neediness? Well, there's two ways. Either one, you actually get an abundance of women actually being into you, which can take a long time. So that's something that we hopefully want to get to. But two, we can fake it. We can reprogram our mind to stop being needy and almost in a silly way, make ourselves believe that we have so many women into us, which is as simple as literally just sit down and just say, I am Adonis. Women want to get with me. Women love spending time with.
Oh, I kept it a secret only because I didn't want to be a bad influence on my gullible victims whom I care about so deeply. He is so fake, bro. What did I tell you guys in my last video? In the autopsy of the Manosphere video. I told you this. If we knew more about these so-called leaders, so-called CEOs of the masculinity, you would realize that everything about them is a lie. We didn't even know he was roiding because his body is actually achievable, Natty. I have gym-rotted enough, hard and long enough to know that is achievable, naturally. But of course, why work hard when you can just hop on gear, right? Hard work for you, hard work and no fap for you, roid injections for them. And if you claimed, if you even suggested that Hamza was roiding, people would have attacked you, 100%. Because people only think of extreme outliers with, you know, cartoonish bodies, extremely big. Only them must be roiding. But most steroid users actually have bodies that can be achieved naturally. But of course, you know, popping a pill, just taking a shot is just easier. Oh, I am natural. I am not one of them. You know, yeah, the next guy, not me though, next guy. Hard work and discipline rehab. Have you heard of it? But when exposed, situation is this.
Hamza's narrative around firing his team is because he wanted to slim down on costs. He had fulfilled his purpose. He was done making YouTube videos. What really happened is that Hamza cut the team, cut me from my position, used the momentum that we had built together on the channel to start monetizing, started making over $150,000 per month, and hired his family instead.
Hamza had said in the past that he quit YouTube because he fulfilled his mission, but came crawling back to open a school page because he realized that fighting and making a profit doesn't work when he's not selling kids, 16-year-old kids, sham self-improvement courses. He quickly realized that he majorly overestimated his ability to make money without selling cold shower courses on YouTube. So what did he do? Came crawling back. You really think he's making these literally copy-paste videos out of passion? Look at this, guys. Look at this. Pause your game and look at the screen for a second. Same title, same thumbnail, don't count. Literally the same, exact same video. Remade 3 years later. That is the kind of person Hamza is. Is, of course, is, but always has been too.
This is still fucking season two. Let's fucking climb back up and let's restart self-improvement together. I've had seasons myself where I have been too obsessed with money. Remember there was a time like last year when I changed my entire channel and it was only money related and I was sat there like trying to get sales in my program. Look, we've all had times where we've become too obsessed with money.
Which is why, exactly why you came back. Because not only your views tanked, but you also realized that your frustrated 14, 15-year-old audience were never gonna pay for your financial advisor stuff. They were only gonna pay you to tell them how to get girls. So what did you do? Came back, shamelessly, only to remake the exact same videos, same thumbnail, same title, everything, all over again, calling it season two. Season two of what, bro? Season two of what? The one last racketeering scheme before vanishing away for good. That is what season two is.
How I never saw him once consistently practice anything what he preaches on his YouTube channels over the span of 5 years of being friends with him, publicly crying to solicit sympathy.
Let's go compare both videos, his most recent hate video, and then the one he's made in the past that he's forgotten to delete.
But I've spent years being best friends with Hamza. I've spent a good amount of time with Hamza in real life as well. And based on what I personally witnessed throughout those years, Hamza rarely follows any of the self-improvement habits that he preaches online.
Because Hamza forgot to delete that video, right? I clicked on his channel and I clicked on most popular. And the first thing I noticed was that all the most popular videos were about me because Sam is a clout chaser. But then when I clicked on this one here,
okay, go on.
I watched it through. This was made before all this drama where Sam spent 17 minutes like backing me from this ginger guy here who was making like hate videos on me. Well, this video is from February last year. We were friends for about 4 years by here. And let's see what Sam is saying when he's not in a period of like emotional drama.
As a complete fact that Hamza, generally speaking, lives what he preaches. He practices gratitude. He meditates. He reads. Any advice that Hamza's given you in his videos, he has applied to his own life 100%.
Gotta give the boy points.
So Sam, were you lying then? Or are you lying now? You gotta give Hamza credit here, guys. In his response video, the dude legit came up with the receipts. I mean, they are both destroying each other. And it is, you know, fabulous to watch. Sam, were you lying then or are you lying now? If you were a liar then, why should we believe you now? But I am inclined to believe you were lying then. Hamza hadn't outlived his usefulness to you back then. You knew self-improvement was a lot of nonsense, but went along with it. Because Hamza was providing you with a new life.
I mentioned that I used to be involved in a lot of self-improvement circles. I look at a lot of the guys who I used to talk to in Discord calls, Discord group chats, and they have not changed that much. They're still doing the self-improvement habits. They're going to the gym. They're talking about how much they meditate and read. But the reality is the difference that it's made to their lives is below 10%. What really changed and altered my life and completely transformed me into the man I am today is my sense of purpose. My ability to genuinely deliver something of incredible value.
No, dude. It was cause none of that. It was only because having your first client as Hamza, who mistakenly decided that you are his friend, rather than just an employee. An employee that he can underpay because you had no connections, no experience. When you are as big as Hamza, small, no-name editors will wanna be your editor for free. For free, bro.
In the video, he says that it was video editing that changed his life. But he was already a video editor for a few years before I met him, and he was still, like, on antidepressants.
No, I wasn't. I was editing my own videos, but I wasn't running a business. Hamza knows this because he was one of my very first clients.
In 2022, I decided to pay for him and a few other of our editors, like the team for this channel. And I flew everyone over to Amsterdam to meet together for the first time. I paid for this penthouse. We went there. We met up with the boys. It was fun. When I stopped working with Sam, my last parting gift was to record a testimonial video where I said, guys, whatever product Sam makes, go and buy it. I vouch for it. That video was so valuable that Sam had it pinned on his Instagram for 3 years straight. Because I never had to make that video. I never had to hype him up in my videos. I hired Sam as a video editor. What YouTubers do you know that have helped their video editors, their employees, this much?
He lets you travel the world on his dime. Network with him. Connect with big content creators. I mean, you really underestimate what kind of favor he did for you. When he just didn't have to. He didn't have to do that, bro. You underestimate how lucky you got. When you had no connections, no credentials. So many editors have to grind for years, editing for peanuts for years, before they can finally get a client like Hamza. And even then, bro, even then they are treated like an employee. They are not treated like how Hamza treated you. Sometimes you can do everything right and still not make it. That is the reality of life. And this is especially true for red ocean markets with low entry barriers. Like video editing. Hamza overreacted with that post, yes, but Sam also overreacted with his video. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Now everybody in the industry knows that you're a rat.
2 months after that conversation, he got off antidepressants. He was no longer, I don't want to say the word because YouTube can remove it, but what he was considering to do to himself before. Before I got him onto self-improvement, he was considering ending. That before he met me, he wasn't just depressed, but he was contemplating. And he told me he was on antidepressants before I met him, and he was still like on antidepressants and suicide. It was when he met me and got onto self-improvement that his life changed.
When I was watching Hamza's response video, I thought this was very tasteless. You can make your point that he's been ungrateful without bringing up the fact that he was on antidepressants. He was on the verge of, you know, going through with it. And he did, Hamza did it multiple times in the video, several times. That is love, bro. Like, okay, we get it. He owes his life to you. We get it. I mean, I agree with Hamza that Sam is being ungrateful. Sam doesn't appreciate what kind of favor Hamza did for him. When most people, most big content creators will not. They will just keep the relationship professional. Hamza didn't need to do that. Shouldn't have done that, in fact. But Hamza is also making a mistake here. Hamza is not capable, guys. He is not capable of realizing, understanding how he is making himself look wrong, even when he's actually right. You can make your point that, you know, you picked him up from zero, right? But you can't do that without pulling tasteless stuff like this, which will make the audience side with him, actually, not with you.
I'll say this. When someone constantly asks of you to be thankful to them, I changed Sam's life, I did this for you, and then I did this for you, and then I did this for you, it starts to feel like a humiliation ritual to actually just give some genuine gratitude for someone who carries himself like that.
And guys, I hate people like Hamza too. You know, you let them do you one favor and they are going to keep that over your head as leverage for eternity. And in any argument, any future argument, they are going to pull that card to humiliate you. They will be making subtle references and shit. I hate people like that. Most people do. I mean, Hamza doesn't have the capacity to realize how bad he's making himself look. He's so full of himself. He can't step back to realize the mistake he's making. Just like his Instagram post. Bro, let it go. It is your old editor who just made a very, very mild commentary video without even mentioning your name, without even throwing you under the bus. And that video didn't even get any views. Like, what are you so mad about? But of course, he's so full of himself. I wonder if he has someone in his close circle keeping it real with him. Narcissistic, you know, self-important people like Hamza will absolutely hate anyone. Anyone who isn't a yes man. If you are not a yes man, he will think you are hating on him. That is the kind of person Hamza is. Is and yes, is too, but always has been.
But Hamza seems content with claiming my audience as his own. I've already pointed out that I have diligently tried to separate my own brand, my own messaging, from Hamza and his brand.
Sure, bruh. You wanted to separate your brand from Hamza. Cut the crap. Oh, my brand is separate, sure. That is why you kept using his name in the titles and his images in the thumbnails, right? That is why you pinned the video of him watching for you in your Instagram page. Only to separate your brand, right? Surely you did all that because you didn't want to piggyback on Hamza. I mean, guys, both of them are so unlikable, so disingenuous. I don't side with either of them, either. People have been supporting and side with Sam only because he's a poor editor. Like, nobody knows him. And Hamza is obviously, you know, much easier to hate on. But make no mistake, sometimes you see a guy, you watch someone, and you can tell he's just a, you know, slimy, dishonest person. Oh, my brand is separate. Bro, your brand is Hamza. He's your only credential. That is why he's on your every social.
Do I seem like a dishonest, dirty person? I mean, do I seem like it?
But now there was like a mask, a character that was forming, and he hasn't been the same since. He saw the success that I was building and everyone could tell that it was affecting him. This is when he kept on using this phrase, main character. He said to me that he didn't want to be the right-hand man anymore. He didn't want to be known as like Hamza's editor. He wanted to be the main character young people were using on the internet to symbolize like the superstar of the show, like someone who's very important. He started hating being known as Hamza's editor.
You know, I can't see this happening because men will try to sink the ship. If they can't get to be the captain, they will. Male brotherhood is a joke, man. Because as the testosterone gender, we are just more competitive. That is why it is never a good business practice to make friends with your employees and treat them as if they are your equal. Those two never mix. You gotta decide. You gotta decide if Sam is your employee or your friend. He can't be both at the same time. If you treat your employee as equals, they will feel like your equal. That, you know, Hamza's editor title will start to bother them. Because you made them think they are your equal, when they were not. He started to see you as his equal friend, not as his boss. You gotta decide under which title you wanna keep Sam, friend or employee. But of course, you know, it would be unfair to expect Hamza to have insight into any of this. Hamza is, you know, Hamza, successful at certain stuff, like, you know, charging 16-year-olds $600-700, but you can't expect them to have insight into any of this, which is why he's getting betrayed and exposed by his best friend.
2 weeks later, I received 7 voice notes, 25 minutes total, of Hamza once again berating, discrediting me, attempting to manipulate me. Here's a quick compilation.
What he didn't tell you is that he literally asked me, what can you spot in me that I can improve on? I won't get offended. He didn't give you that context and he didn't let you listen to everything that I sent.
I like, bro, I felt so alone back in like the end of 2022. I felt like you developed like this massive ego around the Andrew Tate times, like in Dubai. And it's, if I'm honest, it's kind of stayed there. And it's like, it doesn't feel like that's the real you. The real you, the guy I know, bro, he's so heartfelt, he's so funny, he's so goofy, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think you've almost started to dislike that version of you because, you know, it reminds you of like the old days where you weren't happy with yourself.
Hamza, that is because he fell for your scheme, bro. Isn't it obvious? That alpha male, you know, 2000 test levels. You can never stop, not even 1 hour, to play video games, or else other men will steal your girlfriend. That endless self-improvement and masculinity, without being able to stop even for 1 second, is a victim and product of you. Both of those. Victim, but also a product too.
I remember there was times I'd go onto Instagram and I would look at some of your content and I would literally, like, I'd get like a full body cringe thinking like, oh my god, that's so cringe. What the fuck is he doing? I think anyone who's worth anything sees through like too much try hard aura farming type of stuff. Like, I know you use these internet phrases like a lot more than I do, and I still find them funny, aura whatever, but I think you take that shit actually seriously. Like, I think you actually try to aura farm, like, which is the equivalent of like trying to be cool, and someone who tries to be cool is really fucking uncool. Someone who tries to aura farm is really fucking, like, has no fucking aura. Like, the guys you look up to who just happen to have, like, you know, so much aura in their pictures, they're not really trying. They're really not like that. Like, if it's true, they just live that life. I don't think anyone would ever come to you because of your flexing. I think, in fact, you'll push people away because they can see that it's pretty unauthentic. They can see that it's like, it just feels kind of cringe.
That's because Sam ain't got the looks for people to think, believe it is genuine. When you have the frame, I'm talking about shoulder frame. When you have the shoulder frame of some 11-year-old child, when you are short, when your face is not much to look at, people can tell you are just a tryhard. And it is super cringe indeed.
In terms of business, I don't think you should speak about the main character thing and the sort of content mastery, like, at all. Like, when you told Kaz what you were planning and he said, like, brother, how many views do you get on YouTube? And you said 500 to 600. You looked kind of embarrassed when you said that because it was out there in the open of like, yeah, like, you're not credible to teach the sort of personal branding thing. I think you had a product that people were joining because it was so clear. Become an editor, make a few K a month, move to Thailand, make money wherever you are. So, okay, 3 guys you spoke to want to be like making their own content, whatever. But you're not the guy to fucking teach that. It's just as simple as that. I'm telling you right now, bro, like, I know you think it's so clear. Okay, we're gonna have this main character thing and this editing thing and it's gonna be mixed together, but also separate. And it's gonna be like this thing and this, whatever. But like, everyone's so confused on it. It doesn't make sense for you to make this like a content, become a content creator, leader, face of the personality, main character. That's just not your expertise. It's not your strength.
Dude, honestly, I hate to admit this, but this is good advice. But people will never wanna hear it. If you say, bro, maybe it is time to try something else, they will be like, oh, dude, you just don't want me to be successful. Sam, you should take good advice when you see one. Stick to teaching video editing, teaching how to build up clientele, being a main guy, you know, the man, being the main guy, selling main guy program where you are the content creator, where you are the Hamza. That is just not gonna be you. You ain't got what it takes. You ain't got the looks to be able to pull it off. Very poor frame, not tall, face is average at best. The only pro is the jawline. The rest is mediocre.
My theory is, Hamza wants me boxed in. He wants me to be very quiet. You stick to your video editing, Sam. Don't try anything new. He wants me as far away as possible from his business model. I think Hamza deep down knows that if I start teaching what I know about personal branding, I become a major threat to his business.
Dude, you are delusional. You have delusions of grandeur. if you think Hamza told you that because he was so scared that you would be a threat to his business. There is an insane ego, bro. There is honestly good advice from Hamza. You should take it. But, you know, people don't want to hear that. Everybody want to be an influencer these days. They don't want to go to school and get a traditional job, which I honestly believe is the better option, guys. As long as it is a useful degree, as long as you have a roadmap, proper roadmap planned out, I believe it is the better option. And I tell this to people straight up. Like, bro, you ain't got the face to be able to be a fitness influencer like that. And the market is a lot more competitive these days compared to, let's say, 10 years ago. You are not going to be the next Hamza. You just won't. Go get your med school degree, bro. And do fitness, you know, fitness videos as a hobby. You are going to thank me 10 years later.
You become the charismatic editor and you get free, easy promotions. You actually work less hard. And people who are better editors than you make less money because, you know, the creators promote the guys they like, not just who produces the best technical edits. You say, like, you know, most creators don't even, like, spot the sort of technical edits, but they spot the personality of the guy they want to hop on calls with. That's your strength.
This was sound advice. And the thing is, it's advice that he's now actually taken after all this drama anyway. But for him to show you like 10 seconds of the voice notes.
I mean, I really feel this feuding drama is a bad look for both of them. Both of them are losing.
And everybody still loses. No, don't spoil it. This is better. I'm the only one who's gonna get what he wants tonight.
I am sure Sim is enjoying this, enjoying all the attention he's getting. Bro, enjoy it while it lasts, because it won't last for much longer. Yes, you destroyed Hamza, but you destroyed yourself also, because other big names in the industry now see you as a rat, won't want to work with you. They will think, if I ever do something that pisses this guy off, he will do the same to me. He will air my dirty laundry also. You didn't think this through, bro. You are trading short-term attention for long-term consequences. But hey, you know, thanks. Thanks for providing us all the material on Hamza. And guys, this is Hamza's best friend of 5 years, by the way. This is Hamza's brotherhood, exposed and betrayed by his best friend. Don't be afraid, agent in life.